Yes, friends, family, people. Thank you for being here today. Really did a lot. First, I must give thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for without him I'm nothing. And for giving my family and I this opportunity. Colonel Messick, sir, thank you for your resounding trust, your time, all your phone calls, and your steadfast leadership. It's an incredible privilege and an awesome responsibility to assume command of this national treasure. Thank you. CSMD Dominica.
Just met you. Honestly, just heard you in. But thank you for
everything. Thank you for your 20 years of service, 20 plus years of service. I don't exactly know how long it is or it was, but thank you for supporting and defending the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Thank you for dedicating your entire life to this great cause. It really means a lot. Thank you. CSM Clarke. Congratulations on your selection as Garrison CSO. Truly look forward to working with you and embarking on this journey together. Thank you.
Colonel Lavelle, sir, thank you for your warm welcome, your guidance, and your leadership. What you accomplished for Garrison made it seem what you did not do. In my short time on the ground, it was very obvious, very apparent, to facilitate camaraderie and establish trust throughout this command. We know you will accomplish great and mighty things in your next organization and throughout your army career. And personally, you will definitely be missed by not only me, but my kids and my family. It's been truly an honor.
Liz, thank you for giving Port McCoy your husband for 5+ years covering to this assignment. Truly means a lot, and thank you. We know that Liz has been not easy. We know the road is likely not easy, but we, your Army family, like you know, is greatly appreciated. I truly mean it. Thank you. Joey, thank you for being such a superb kind of gentleman. You made Claire and Ager feel at home within our first 5 minutes of us being on the ground. Literally, we got off the truck, the kids hopped out, saw Joey and other kids, and ran up to him and said, "Hey, you want to play?" And he said, "Sure, follow me." That's awesome. Like, I don't think you understand how important. You're respectful, you're inclusive, and you are a leader. Thank you. I know your parents are proud.
Thank you.
In an age where we give kids, you know, ribbons, I think you definitely deserve something. It means a lot. You're great. Thank you. First Sergeant Patterson, your reputation precedes you. Thank you for being my battle, and I look forward to embarking on this journey. Soldiers in ATC, it's an honor to join your team, and I'm grateful for this opportunity. Thank you for embracing me as an ATC member. Director of Leadership, during my short time on the ground, it became very apparent to me that you have way more to teach me than I have to teach you. You're the continuity of this organization. Please know I'm humbled by your depth and breadth of experience and your knowledge. Many of you, if not all, serve or are currently serving in the United States Army or the United States military in some capacity or another. You are colonels, lieutenant colonels, command sergeants, majors, and senior NCOs, in addition to being senior government civilians, revealing your depth and range of experience. It is truly an honor, and I hope you give feedback, and I truly look forward to the relationship that we're going to establish. Thank you for embracing me as an HNC commander as well. The HNC teams look forward to working with you on many tasks, specifically the number one strategic focus area on the integrated priority list, establishing the leadership professional development program. It will take a joint effort, and I humbly and truly graciously ask for your support, your guidance, and your mentorship to hopefully achieve our vision of making our LDP program here at Fort McCoy bolster the entire, every garrison command across the United States Army and around the world. All who have served, past, present, and future, thank you for stepping up and volunteering to be the less than 1% to serve this great nation and the values we hold dear. You are important, you are lethal, and you define lessons. There's greatness in each and every one. Please know I'm looking forward to working with you daily and learning from your experiences, whether it is days or decades. Claire and Aaron, thank you for moving around the world. I love you guys.
you guys did with purpose, with joy, and with so much fun.
Maggie, thank you for everything.
Thank you for being my wife. Thank you for making me better. Thank you for supporting the deployment, providing late nights, early mornings, and thank you for supporting my dear personality. Thank you for being patient, especially when joyful.
Thank you for always making our house home, the women are loving them all too, every time, no matter where we are.
I would not be here without them. Thank you. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank my parents, mom, dad, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, all the close friends, family members, relatives, and all the officers and senior NCOs and COs that received me to this day. I wouldn't be here without them as well. My family and I are truly blessed and delighted to have the privilege to join this wonderful community. We greatly appreciate the warm welcome we receive from everyone, and we look forward to building upon the relationships that we've established so far. Again, thank you, Team Fort McCoy, HHC 6.